So it's nearly the end of day two of Learning Technologies, and I'm with Neil Gavin. And so we've got another and very different perspective on proceedings, because you're the first person who's chaired some of the conference talks who has spoken to me. So thanks, Neil. So give us the perspective of the person that's been introducing, listening, fielding questions.
Okay. It was really interesting this morning. It was kind of almost opposite ends of the spectrum and the kinds of discussions that learning and development are having to have. In the morning, I chaired Charles Jennings and Joe Hughes from Edrington on how 70-20-10 as a model, as an approach, is beginning to become part of the actual toolkit for learning and development. The whole issue of what was really interesting was how the use of language and the communication around it is critical to making it actually turn into something that works. It's not about L&D jargon, it's not about pedagogy or anything like that. It's about how you practically apply that thinking in the workplace without necessarily getting hung up on those labels.
Yeah.
And, you know, Charles was able to give some really good guidance on how to sort of leverage that approach. And then we had Joe with a really good case study of how she had done that in Edrington, and with the launch of their Edrington Academy learning system, learning site, all done without mentioning 70-20-10 particularly, but giving some real tools back to the workplace that allowed them to take the learning in ways that fitted that model, if you like. But it wasn't trying to fit the model, it was the model being applied without labouring it, if you like, turning it into something real, turning it into something that had significance, context and impact. So that was really interesting. And then I had, in the afternoon, I had Toby Simpson from OSOSIM and Donald Clark on AI. Now, I had the pleasure of chairing Donald last year, and it was interesting just to see how things have moved on. And that discussion, again, we had Toby with a very clear, which is quite interesting because both guys, having never met before, and us only having had sort of some pre-meeting exchanges via email, we're very closely aligned in their thinking. And the basic message there is, you know what, it's out there, it's already happening. We may or may not be aware of it, but the AI and that kind of those kind of data analytics that turn into something that comes back at us, it are already out there. The thing for me that really resonates around that, and it's a theme that I've seen over the years, is how it's the consumerization of what we used to call tech or IT that has built the acceptance and the socialization of those kind of things. And actually that's raising the expectations of people in the workplace that want to improve what they do, they want to change their behaviors, or they want to get better at what they do. And so they have an expectation now that it's those kind of seamless, those kind of almost invisible technologies and support mechanisms that they could access, because they can do it at home. They're doing it in their social life. So it's really interesting, because the take from both of them was, look, it's not the end of the world. Nobody's going to die because AI's working in the background. We're not going to see a Terminator-type scenario, but it's already happening. And we, again, as a profession, as a facilitator, as an enabler of learning, should be thinking about how we can build on the successful consumerization of those kind of technologies. If people are already asking Alexa questions or Siri and getting the answers, they're looking for a similar sort of performance support mechanism. And it's the AI that's going to do that. So it was really interesting, a really interesting couple of sessions.
Neil, that great insights. So I'm very glad that I asked someone who chaired some sessions, because really good kind of overview of what you're in. So thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Martin.